Now let's turn and read together in the book of Psalms this morning. And we're going to turn to Psalm number 56. Psalm 56. And we'll take time to read this psalm together. Psalm 56, beginning at verse 1. The psalmist says, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O Thou Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His word, in God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words, all their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together, they hide themselves, they mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word, in the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" Amen. We know God will bless the reading of this lovely psalm to our hearts. You may remember that last Sunday morning in our text for Troubled Times, we were looking at the closing verses of Paul's second letter to young Timothy. Paul nears the end of his journey and therefore comes to the end of his life. And he's in a prison cell and he's all alone. He says, "At my first answer, no man stood with me. All men forsook me." Had he been left in that situation, it would have been very difficult for him. But he went on to say this, "Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. All men had forsaken him, but the Lord Jesus Christ had stood by him and gave him all the help and encouragement that he needed." And whatever you and I are facing today, it is exactly the same for us. God will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be our strength and our stay. He will give us the help and the grace that we need, and that will always be true, no matter the experience we're called to pass through. In fact, Paul went on and he said this, "Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." He's looking back, of course, to that experience that he had just come through. He's also looking forward and reminding himself that he had a great presence because God would be with him. He had a great promise, for he knew that the God who had blessed him in the past and been with him in those circumstances would be with him right there in that very prison cell. And of course, he had a great prospect. He knew that he was staring martyrdom in the face, but he knew also that when his earthly tabernacle would be destroyed, he would enter into future glory. Beloved, listen. Difficulties come to us all at times. There are circumstances that seem to overwhelm us, but you and I must look up and we must look on to the end and realize there really are better days on ahead for the child of God. Today we come to Psalm 56, and God's word to your heart and mine is simply this. Whatever you are facing today, and whatever I am facing today, or whatever we're going to face in days to come, God says to you and He says to me, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I can vividly remember the very first trip that I made to Eastern Europe many, many years ago. I was in a flat about 8 floor up in a building where the lifts weren't working. I don't know why it is, but all the Christians in Eastern Europe always like to live nearer heaven. And this was about the 8th floor up. No lifts were working. And I remember making my way up there, tired, feeling lonely. Just had arrived for the very first time in a new situation. My ears were hurting from the 3 flights that I just passed through. And all in all, I was very irritable. Now, you'll say, but that couldn't be so, Pastor. I know you better than that. But I have to say, I was really, really irritable. And then when I opened my case to wash before I went to bed, everything was covered in powdered milk, a large tin of which had burst on the flight over that day. It was, of course, my wife who packed it, but she and I have got over that long, long time ago. We dealt with it, and we moved on. But I remember taking everything out and trying as best as I could to shake this powdered milk with very little success. And then I looked down at the mess in my suitcase, the mattress on the floor, and I thought about home. I wondered what on earth had brought me to Moldova in the first place. And I sat down feeling isolated, irritable, and alone. And I remember when I opened my Bible that night to read my evening devotions, my thoughts were turned to Psalm 56. And it was verse 3 that God took and applied to my heart that night, and it has been a great encouragement to me for many years since. What time I am afraid, I will trust in you. What time I am afraid, I will trust in you. And it's that verse and this psalm and that problem of fear that I want to consider together this morning. Let's put this psalm in its context for a moment, and let's first of all think about the psalmist's complaint. The psalmist had written this particular psalm out of the depth of his own personal experience. He had been taken by his enemies, the Philistines, and brought down to Gath. He was Israel's greatest king, and now he's a stranger, and he's in a strange place. He's isolated, he's humiliated, and at this present moment in time, Israel's greatest king feels just like a nobody. In those circumstances, you can see that he pours out his complaints to God. He does what sometimes we all do when the way is dark and difficult. He bears his soul to God and he tells God exactly how he was feeling at that particular time. As far as David is concerned here, 3 things are abundantly clear in this psalm. I note first of all, the pressure he faced was unrelenting. Look at what he says in verses 1 and 2. He says, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high." There's no doubt that David's circumstances are such, he's in great distress of soul, so much so that in distress he cries out helplessly to God, and he's longing. He's longing for God to do something. He's longing for God to overrule in his circumstances. He's longing for God to intervene in what was for him a time of great distress. He realizes the great danger his life is in. He realizes that his enemies are gloating over his condition. He realizes that he is so inadequate that he has no resources within himself to change it, and he does what we need to learn to do. He cries out to God and he tells God exactly what he's facing, and he tells God exactly what he feels. It seemed no matter where he looked, his life was in danger. It seems that no matter what he did, there was no change. The pressure he was facing was not only being maintained, it was being increased. And at such a pitch that this man felt he just couldn't cope with it any longer. In fact, by the use of the word daily, he's reminding us of the intensity of it all. The pressures in David's life were unrelenting, and he just wasn't able to cope with them. The pressure he faced was unrelenting. The persecution he faced was intense. If you let the words of verse 1 grip your heart today, you'll know that David was not only being persecuted, but he lived in fear of his enemies. He was overwhelmed by the presence and the power of his enemies. He was in their hands. They were doing all that they could to hurt him and to make his life miserable. They were hindering him, they were harassing him, and his life was in dire straits. His heart was filled with pain, his future looked bleak, and there seemed to be for David no end in sight. You say, Pastor, you're painting an awful picture this morning. I haven't finished yet. The pressure he faced was unrelenting. The persecution he faced was intense. And the problems he faced were increasing. For look at what he says in verses 5 and 6. Every day, they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. His enemies were assembling themselves against him. They were cards. They were hiding themselves and hiding their faces so he couldn't see them. They were so opposed to him that only when they would take David's life, it would cause them to stop hurting him and treating him like a wild animal. They were scheming against him and they were thirsting for his blood. And every day he thought it might get better, but every day brought a worse situation, and David was in the depth of despair. He's under duress, and his feelings portrayed in this psalm would surely touch all of our hearts today. But beloved, the truth is, David doesn't stand out today as a man alone. Because there are some sitting here this morning who feel as David felt. At the moment, the pressure in their life is unrelenting. At this very moment, they're facing things that intensely affect them. At this very moment, the problems of life are increasing all around them. And they'd love to see a way out. We all face pressures of one kind or another. And beloved, at those times, some of those pressures are unrelenting and we feel stressed out. I know that that's a common word today that everybody uses. Sometimes you meet somebody you're not yourself and they say, "Boy, you look stressed out." I don't know what that means. But the point of the matter is that sometimes there are things that happen and it just stresses us out. We feel harassed. So stressed out that these hearts of ours are filled with pain and with anxiety. And sometimes we go to bed and we toss and we toil all night and there's no great sense of peace. We come to the end of the day and we say in our prayers, "Thank God today is over." Hoping that somehow tomorrow will be better. And discover that tomorrow was even worse than the day that had gone before. That can often be our portion, and sometimes it wears us out. It leaves us down and out spiritually. It robs us of the joy of serving the Lord. And we begin to ask why, and we wonder why God just doesn't care. Is that where you are this morning? So stressed out that you're just about to crack under the pressure. So worried about your own personal situation that you can think about nothing else. Every day you open your eyes, it's there. Every night you put your head on the pillow, it's there. Every moment that you waken through the night, it's there and it's unrelenting and it just won't move. And your faith has been shattered. You hoped it would improve and nothing changed. And in fact, if you were asked your opinion today, you'd probably say that things have only got worse. And you're hurting inside, and so hurt that you cannot read, you cannot pray. You're wondering what you're going to do, and nobody else knows anything about that. Well, don't despair. Because look at what the psalmist said. If we note the psalmist's complaint, I want you to note here the psalmist's confidence. Because despite all that he faced and the difficulties that overwhelmed him, David never lost sight of God. He might have lost his way, but he never lost his faith in God. And there are some things here that are worth noting, and they're important lessons for us to learn if we find ourselves in those situations where David is in the psalm. What are they? First of all, his honesty. His honesty. He says here, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in you." You know how much that encourages me today? A great deal. Because I'm reading a psalm of a man who opens up his heart, who was a seasoned campaigner. A seasoned campaigner. And he says, "What time I am afraid." A man who had seen so much. A man who had been through so much. And yet here's a man who's honest enough and he's big enough to say that he was afraid. I know some of the more spiritual amongst us this morning will say, "Well, you know, Pastor, you should never be afraid. Because if we're fearful, then we're not trusting." Well, don't you come with me to minister to that dear soul heading to the theatre, lying on their back wondering if they're going to come out of it or not. If you've never been there, it's a fearful thing. Don't try to minister to that poor soul waiting at the phone anxiously, hour after hour, for the results of a scan, for results of a test. Waiting can be so fearful. Beloved, there are times when we find ourselves in situations where we all fear. And true to our human nature, we have lapses of faith and times of fear. David was afraid. He was a seasoned campaigner, but he was honest enough to realize where he was at that particular time. There are few of us, if any, no matter how spiritual we appear to be, who don't have palpitations at times when these hearts of ours are gripped with fear. Some, sadly, of course, will not accept the fact that at times they're going through those situations and therefore they don't seek help. Sometimes they just struggle on and on and on their own, and they try to put it out of sight and out of mind, hoping that somehow it'll just all disappear. And it doesn't. It doesn't. There are times when we have to be honest enough and big enough to reach out a hand or to ask for prayer or to ask for somebody just to get alongside to get us through that difficult, trying time. His honesty. "What time I am afraid," he says, "I will trust in you." His faith. David says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in you." He realized something that we all need to realize, that at those times of great distress, that God is a sovereign God. That God knows exactly what he's doing, and that he is a God in whom you and I today can put our trust, whatever the circumstances we find ourselves in. God never leaves anything to chance as far as you and I are concerned. God is never taken unawares by anything that happens to us. It doesn't matter how quickly it comes like a bolt of lightning into our lives or into our homes. God is never ever taken unawares. He knew about it before it came, because he knows everything. Nothing takes him by unawares. God never loses control of any situation. God knows today better than anyone else what we are facing. And though it might not seem like it, God knows today what he's doing. And there are times when we just need to stop and stand back, employ our faith, and then we've got to let God be God. Why? Well, because God's ways are not always our ways. God's thoughts are far above our thoughts. You and I are dealing with a particular situation, and we're looking at it in a period of time, and God works in eternity, and God sees the whole picture, and you and I can't do that. And sometimes we just have to let God be God and trust him. I remember back in my first church in Cookstown, just after I was saved and worshipping there, there used to be an elderly gentleman who had come through many, many ups and downs in his own experience. His wife, very unhealthy at times. Sometimes he was down and sometimes discouraged, but he never lost his faith and he never lost his song. And like myself, he didn't have a great voice, but sometimes he would break out and he would sing those lovely words, "My Lord knows the way through the wilderness, and all I have to do is follow. Strength for today is mine all the way, and all I need for tomorrow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness, and all I have to do is follow." We may not understand at times what he does. We may not understand at times why he does it. But we have to follow him. And we have to trust him each and every step of the way. There are many times and many examples in the scriptures where God had to test the faith of his servants. They found themselves facing difficulties. They had to learn to follow him. And as they did so, the interesting thing is this, that God told them one by one, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." Do you remember Abraham way back in Genesis 15 when God called Abraham and told him to leave the land where he was dwelling, to go to the land that God would show him, and he stepped out in faith? Oh, he was concerned. He didn't know the way ahead. But as he stepped out, God said to him, "Abraham, do not be afraid, for I will be true to my promise." God was true to his promise. God blessed Abraham abundantly and God made him a blessing to many. And beloved, God will always be true to his promises, because the hymn writer says that you and I are standing on the promises which cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God we shall prevail, by standing on the promises of God. And if God has said that he'll do it, you can rest confidently in his word. Oswald Chambers says this, and it's worth repeating. God expects of us the one thing that glorifies him, and that is to remain absolutely confident in him, remembering what he has said beforehand, and sure that his purposes will be fulfilled. Abraham, don't be afraid, because I'll keep my promise. Is that what you need to hear this morning? God has given you a promise from his word in recent days, and you've been waiting to see it fulfilled, and it hasn't happened. Rest in God's promises, they won't fail. Think of Hagar in Genesis 21. Do you remember how her life had hit rock bottom? She's on the run from her mistress at that little place, Beheer Laharoi. Life's so bad, she sits down, she's ready to die, she just can't take any more. And God draws near to her and God says to Hagar, Hagar, do not be afraid, because I am bigger than all your problems. Abraham, don't be afraid, I keep my promises. Hagar, don't be afraid, because I'm bigger than all your problems. Is there a problem today in your life? It's just too big for you to handle. Is there something right now and it's overwhelming you and you don't know how to cope? Listen, folks, if it's too big for you, it's not too big for him. God is bigger than all our problems. He's bigger than all our fears. If you're overwhelmed just now, cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Moses, Exodus 14. Remember how the children of Israel found themselves in a cul-de-sac? There seemed to be no way out. They're hemmed in by the mountains. They're facing the Red Sea. The chariots of the enemy are rolling up behind them. Everything's lost. There's no means of escape. And God said to Moses, Moses, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of your God, because I know the way that you take. Isn't that wonderful? Don't be afraid, because I will keep my promises. Don't be afraid, because I'm bigger than all your problems. And don't be afraid, because I know where you are, and I know the way that you take. It might not seem like that today in your life or mine, but there's one thing absolutely sure. Don't be afraid, because God knows all about you. And God knows all about me. And there's nothing going to happen that God doesn't already know about it. And we just need to learn to trust in him. David says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in you. We see his honesty. We see his faith. Very quickly we see his praise. He says in verse 10, in God will I praise his word, in the Lord will I praise his word. He says in verse 11, in God have I put my trust, I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Why? Because God had delivered him before and God would do it again. Because God had proved himself to him time and time again in the past, and now he can trust him in the present and he can trust him for the future. His circumstances might always change, but his faith was in an unchanging God. The same yesterday and today and forever. Sometimes, beloved, it's not just easy to praise the Lord when you're swimming against the tide. It's easy to do it when you're on the mountaintop and your experience is great, and even though others around you might be floundering, you're going on and you feel this is brilliant. It's easy to praise the Lord there. It's just not so easy to do it when you're swimming against the tide. But it's easier to do it when you look at everything from God's perspective. When you realize God's hands in it, when you realize that God's in control of it, and when you realize that no matter how dark the night and how difficult the day, you can honestly say, my times are in your hands. God says to you today, and he says to me, Don't be afraid. You're going in for those tests, trust me. You're waiting on that surgery, trust me. You're going through one of the most difficult passages of your whole Christian experience, trust me. Because even if you and I don't know what's happening, God knows exactly what he's doing. And we can only say this morning in response, Lord, what time I am afraid, I will trust in you. Let's bow together for prayer. Father, we're so glad this morning to know that you know all about us. We look at others and sometimes we assess them wrongly. And sometimes we look at them and we criticize them, not knowing anything at all what they happen to be passing through. Sometimes, our Father, what we see in each other is just external. And we know nothing about their hearts, their hopes, their homes, and their circumstances. But we're thankful today that you know about each one of us. How we've come to this meeting, what we've carried in our hearts, what causes us to fear, what frustrates us. And our Father, we're glad that we can leave all of this in your omnipotent hands and say today, my Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Give us grace to do that, we pray, to trust you implicitly and to allow you to work out your own plans and purposes for each one of our lives. And we ask it in the Saviour's name. Amen.